have shoes. By the way, they can go on your feet. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, basically.
No, that doesn't work out though. It's a different angle.
But it's a, it's, well, it's just a bit patronizing, really, as far as tips go. Like, I appreciate this app, and it's recording, and it's, you know,
It's
doing its
sweet.
job, and it'll put it out there and stuff, but when it's telling me, did you know you can put your phone up to your ear? I'm ready to cancel. I'm ready to pull the plug. So if this doesn't go well right now,
True.
pulling the plug.
Well, that's fine. They make it that accessible, you know? That's what the whole app is based on, you know? It's just for something for people to try it out, you know, and see how it goes. That's what we're doing. That's why we're here. You know? We're gonna look at things from a different angle today. It's,
Well,
yeah.
what are we looking at?
But we're not looking at much. We're mostly just, we're visualizing things and we're hopefully dragging people into it, you know?
Right.
That's how things work out, you know?
Visualizing.
Well, it's just our voice in here, isn't it? I mean, like, that's all we have.
Our voice.
It's your voice and my voice, but it's collectively
Our
our voice.
voices.
Yeah, I mean, if you talk on,
Correct.
you, yeah, if we talk at the same time, then that'll make sense, but I keep tapping this bottle.
You don't tap.
It's not good for audio, is it? Anyway,
Yeah, that's
put this
fine.
here. Sweet.
Yeah. We can cut the whole beginning.
Yeah.
But so from now.
Yeah. But here's a thought.
Okay.
Okay. Think about
Say it.
this.
What?
Just wait.
Think about it.
No, think
Do you want me to
about.
talk about
No,
it?
I'm gonna let me just say it, and then we can think about it.
Be better
How?
if I said
Let's
something
just.
though, right?
How?
Okay.
Okay. Hey. I mean, hey. I mean, what would you want to say?
Well, I don't fucking know yet.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm trying to.
So you're
Look.
gonna ask me a question?
A great question. Yeah. I mean,
All
that's.
right.
Well, how come our nose runs, but our feet smell?
How come?
Yeah. Yeah.
But
But our feet smell. Our nose runs.
well, they're two separate things.
Yeah, I know, but why are we combining those two things right now?
Why are we combining them?
I mean, like, I have a runny nose. What does that even mean? I know the liquid's running down my face. Yeah, but why do we say running? It's
Well,
not a
every
pedal.
time you think about stuff, right? You know, the gears have got to turn. You know, there's mechanisms behind your nose that make the
Yes.
thoughts start working, right?
Are you saying your nose
Well, it's like
thinks?
an engine, you know, and it needs an excess, it needs a vent.
Are you saying
Yeah, so
your nose is an
it's
attachment
brain,
to your
it's thought
face?
fluid is what it is. It's thought fluid. So if you want less runny nose, you know, meditate,
So wait,
think less.
so what you're saying is your nose has a thought process of itself.
No, the nose is connected to the brains.
The brain's plural. All right. So that's why I'm saying are you saying your nose is a collective of two different things and they're coexisting within your consciousness,
So
say the nose. Well, you're saying engine. So I'm just thinking now then how does that work out? How would a nose be just almost like a
it's like the exhaust. It's the
I
exhaust for the brain.
but you're saying it has a thought process, and what is that?
No, the nose doesn't. The nose knows nothing.
No.
The nose knows nothing. It is merely a vessel for
Okay.
the juice.
The juice.
Well, the fluid.
You drink it?
Fluid.
I wouldn't call it juice.
No. Do you drink all juice? Are there other types of juice that maybe we don't drink? Like
I mean,
pond juice.
that's not a,
That's
I
health.
wouldn't, I would, that's not a thing,
That's
no.
not a thing.
I wouldn't want that to be a thing, really. I think that could be quite dangerous, and, but, I mean, a clear, crystal clear pond, you know, with no scum or
All right,
algaes.
let's just move on to the feet, all right?
Okay, yeah, right.
Why do your feet sweat?
No, we know that, you know, it's. But the biggest contrast in that question was just the runny nose. Why do we use that grammatically? It's running. It's not running.
Oh, why
It's
is it running?
drooping. You know,
What's the
it's
opposite
not,
of running?
I don't know, briskly walking? Or no, that's
That's
not the
not,
opposite.
no,
Crawling?
no.
Stationary.
Standing, right?
I guess.
All right, so if you're standing still,
uh-huh.
nothing's coming out, is it?
That makes no sense. We're standing still. If you were to get up right now and stand up, how does that question kind of coexist with what you're trying to tell me?
I mean, why do we describe certain fluids as being runny?
Well, it's
runny.
Well, no, it's viscous, is what you would use.
Vicious.
I'd say that's more for temperature.
Well, I've had the vicious runs. I know what that's like.
See, that's temperature. That's
temperature.
Yeah.
Is it a heat thing?
I'd say vicious is more of a temperature thing than anything.
Is it a heated fluid?
No. Well, I mean, it depends.
Running.
It's running.
It's running away.
Like that fly. Yeah.
It's running away from the body.
But no, it's not running away from the...
It's gravity.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not running. Why is it...
It's gravy.
You know what? It's a bit weird, man.
I got gravy nose. That would make more sense. I got gravy nose. Because it's gravity.
But now you're just relating it to food, and I think
I'm combining a word with another word that's relevant, as opposed to running and liquids.
Yes.
So I got gravy nose. You know, this gravy is very gravy. That would work.
I mean, are you saying you can regulate your gravy texture and viscosity?
I'm not vicious, normally, but when it comes to gravy, I don't like lumps.
A shepherd's pie. But let's not relate that to snot, because it's not right at all, man. Shouldn't go there.
Snot. It's not a good subject. But let's
what?
What else did you have for me?
Well, I kind of told you earlier. I kind of just want to talk about grammar, and I think it's quite a
grandma.
Grandma grammar. Let's call her that.
My grandparents are dead.
Okay.
All of them.
I'm sorry for that.
We can talk about death if you like.
Well, I mean that's a topic that people would talk about.
People should like
mm-hmm.
to talk about it.
Like?
Yeah.
I don't know if, I mean, would like entail being excited? Because that's a...
Yeah, totally. It's pretty exciting.
I feel like that's
If doing a bungee jump is exciting, then so is death, you know?
Yeah, but a bungee jump is a thrill based on...
Near-death experience.
Yeah.
Well, go all the way. Why not?
let's not... Come on. I mean, like, a bungee jump, it's more of like an experience of just, yeah, okay, death. That's fair.
Yeah, it is, really. You're just missing
then what would
the
you
key
call
factor.
A roller coaster.
You're missing the real cherry
on
top.
Death, it's just, it's different, you know? You're not designed
it's
to go that
fast. It's a half-assed death, is what it is.
I guess, yeah.
You're all strapped up, you know. What I would do. Get them to put me in a coffin.
You know, that would make a lot of sense.
And then do it.
Mm.
And then, the coffin's too heavy and I just hit the ground.
Oh, okay.
And you just, you know, you have your funeral right there and then.
Oh.
Get it all sorted.
Yep.
Done and dusted. Mm. Bungee jump, death, funeral, reception.
That does make a lot of sense.
Maybe they have a package deal. Some of these places.
Well, I mean, like, these places in general, they're kind of advertising death.
They do food. And
listen to this. I mean, bumper carts.
Yeah.
Bumper carts crashing. You know, vehicle crashing, hit on collisions. You know, like, it's almost just this... it's dissociation, you know? It's just little kids crashing to each other. Fuck, that's fun.
Little kids?
Yeah, I mean, hey, it's bumper carts, man.
Bumper cars.
Bumper cars. Bumper carts, bumper cars. Same thing, man. No. Cars with bumpers on them.
No.
Full size cars with children in them.
No, but you've misheard that, and what? You've spent your whole life saying it wrong.
Bumper car.
Until now.
Bumper
cars.
Bumper
cars.
Cars.
Yeah.
I say carts.
No, well, you've said it wrong.
Why?
Because you said it.
Because
you said carts.
Well, I mean, what would you call a go-kart? A go-car?
No, it's a go-kart.
Yeah, but it's the same principle.
No, but if you go to the fucking fairground and there's bumper cars, then you're living in this reality. If there's bumper carts, then you're not living in this reality. That's the end of the podcast. Thank you.